walked
走
around.
了。He walked around.
所以他就起来走来走去，不疼痛了。
All his pain was gone, and everything was back to normal like before.
所有的疼痛就离开了，而且所有的像正常人一模一样。
That brother came to me. He said, "Brother, there's a man here who heals."
我的兄弟就到我这儿，你看这个，我真的得医治了。
And he said, "You should go to him."
他就告诉我，你应该去找他。
And I asked him, "Who does he pray to?"
我就问他说，他是向谁祷告的？
And he said he prays to Jesus and Jesus heals.
他向耶稣祷告，耶稣就医治。
And I thought to myself, I read in the books that Jesus was Son of God, but I had no knowledge that God, Jesus could heal that.
那我读过很多的书，圣书，我知道，圣书上讲这个耶稣是神的儿子，但是我不知道耶稣会医病。
And he very strongly suggested that I should go and see this man to be healed.
那他就特别的鼓励我，他说你要去，这个人可以来医治你。
But I said to him, "Listen, we have prayed to these gods. My grands have prayed to this God. I think our God can heal me, and I want to give them a chance to
我
heal."
跟他讲，我说你听着，我的神会医治我，我爷爷的神会医治我，我要向他祷告。
So for 3 days I prayed. The first day I did fasting, only stayed on water.
那个时候呢，我就进食祷告，吃喝水，忘了向我的神祷告。
And the second and third day,
第三天，
I made the medication that are made out of the Ayurvedic medications from the Hinduism book.
那我就从第三天呢，我从这个印度教的书里面，参考书里面呢，找到一些药方，自己做了药。
I tried that, but I did not have any results, so I said, I'll wait for another few days, so that will be like a whole week.
那我就说，吃了这个药呢，没有什么作用。我说，我再等等几天，等了一个星期，
I found no difference.
就没有发现有什么不同。
And my brother came back.
我的弟弟就回来，
And he said, "The man is going, he's only here for 2 or 3 days. Brother, you better go."
他说这个，医治不到家呢，在这里就是两三天的时间，你最好是去吧。
And he said, "You got nothing to lose. Let's try and see what he does."
他说你反正也不会失去任何的东西，你为什么不试一下呢？
So I agreed. I said, "Okay, I have tried everything. Doesn't work. Let's go."
我就说好吧，我就反正也不会失去什么东西，我就去了。
Yes, we went to that church where he had just started the prayer.
那在教会里面呢，他就为我祷告。
As soon as we took some seat in the front,
当我当时在前排坐下来的时候。
he saw us, and my wife had already seen him once. So he said, "Who is that?" And she said, "That's my husband." He said, "Would you like me to pray for you?" I said, "Please, go ahead." Yes.
那当坐在那里的时候，他们就问我的太太：“你那旁边是谁？”他说：“是我的先生。”他说：“我能不能为他祷告？”他说：“是，当然可以。
And he showed my hand to the public over there, those people who are present there.
”那当时呢，他们就把我的手啊，就是说拉出来，看看，开始祷告。
And he said, "Look at his hand, they're all swollen because of something bitten. Also, he's got a frozen shoulder. He cannot lift higher than just a few inches above."
那时候看，你看他的这个茧有5十间，手呢也是肿了，他们根本聚不起来。
So he took my entire hand
他把我手拿起来，
in his own hands
放在他自己的手里面，
and start praying.
他就开始祷告。
He prayed once
祷告一次，
and he said, "How do you feel?" I said,
说你感受如何？
I feel a little bit better."
我觉着好了一点，
And he said, "Let me pray again."
他就说我再为你祷告，
And he prayed the third time.
他就祷告了三次。
And he said, "God is going to heal your hand. You can raise your hand up." And I was able to raise my hand as high as over there.
他说神已经医治了你的右手，你现在可以把手举起来，我就举得很高了。
And I said, I am healed by 70 to 80%.
我说，哎呀，70%-80% 已经治好了。
He said, friend, tomorrow morning when I get up, you'll be 100%.
他说，朋友啊，明天早上你起来，100%就好了。
That's what exactly happened. And my hand went up like that, and fingers were not clicking, no pain in there. My hand was healed. This is the right hand.
那事实上，那个时候过了以后呢，就是这样，教他说数，我的手完全好了，没有这种tinkling feeling，没有这种什么。那些感觉了，麻胀的感觉。
I came home.
我回到家。
I was overjoyed as to what happened.
我非常非常的欣喜若狂。
Excited.
那非常的高兴。
And I looked at my prayer cupboard.
那后来我看到我的这个祷告的册子。
About 5 or 6 statues there.I collected them all in a box and cleaned my cupboard with no statues there at all.
那时候呢，我就把我这个祷告的这个日程啊，一些东西都把它清掉了。
My wife passed the cupboard and said, "What happened to the statue?" I said, "They're in the box over there." She was shocked. What?
我太太就说：“你原来祷告的那些东西都去哪里了？”她非常吃惊。
I said, if these statues, which are supposed to be the emblem or the sign of God, if they cannot help me, they are useless.
我就告诉他，我说这些神的这些东西都不能帮助我，那是没有用的。
And later on, I learned in the Bible, those statues, they don't talk, they don't move, they don't do nothing. They're just pieces of sticks or made out of metal. They are useless.
那后来我就从读圣经的过程里面知道，这些偶像呢是用木头做的、金属做的，哑巴，不能说话，不能自救，是没有用的。
After this, I thought this was great. I was very happy.
这个是太棒了。
And I was very happy as I am healed now. I have life is good. And I think almost like 2.5 to 3 months passed.
那后来就感觉非常的好，疾病也得医治。2-3个月之后呢
？And one day, while I was coming out of my bedroom,
那有一天我从我的寝室里面出来。
It was about 11 o'clock in the daytime.
是中午11点钟。
I was proceeding towards my kitchen.
我在走向厨房的时候。
And opposite me.I saw Jesus Christ dressed in white coming towards me.
我就看到耶稣穿着白色的衣服向我走来。
In my own house, Jesus Christ walking. I was shocked and stunned and froze.
当时在我的整个的房间就看到耶稣的光辉，我自己就开始敬畏之心，害怕。
This is Jesus Christ in my home, what should I do?
那我就当时说耶稣在我的房间，我应该做什么
？Jesus Christ took one step, two step, and the third step he turned into my kitchen.
那他就一步两步三步呢，他走到我的厨房里。
So I ran quickly into the kitchen.
那我就赶紧跑到厨房。
But I did not see him; he had vanished.
Pardon?
He had gone away. He wasn't in the kitchen.
他就不在厨房里面了。
That afternoon, I told my wife I saw Jesus Christ. She was very excited.
我就告诉我的太太，我看到了耶稣基督，她就非常的兴奋。
She said, "Why didn't you fall down and pray to him?" I said, "I was so shocked, I didn't know what to do."
她说你为什么不跪下来向他祷告呢？敬拜呢？我说我当时非常的吃惊，我不知道该做什么。
And she said, "I think he has come to remind you that he healed you. I think you should thank him." And I said, "Definitely, I want to thank him. Yes."
我太太就告诉我，我相信耶稣来呢，要告诉你他医治了你， 啊，你应当知道，应当感恩。他说我当然感恩了。
And then I thought, in Hinduism, we used to praise God by songs, but I had no idea of any song that I could praise Jesus with.
那我在印度教的时候呢，也唱很多的歌来敬拜神，但是我不知道唱什么歌来敬拜耶稣。
So I went to the internet to learn some songs of praise of God.
所以呢，我就进到网络里面，我就找到一些敬拜神的歌。
The very first song that I
那第一首呢，我学到的。
The very first song that hit me, or that really touched me, was Amazing Grace.
那第一首歌呢，就是这个奇异恩典，说是让我非常的感动。
That song was so magnetic that I love that song even today, but I did not know the words.
啊，那首歌是如此的触动我，直到今天，我那些词啊，每一句都向我说话。
This song was sung by Susan Boyle, who had won the American's Top Talent Quest. She was the winner.
那这是一个美国人，就是 Susan，在那边唱的。
And I started writing those two, three lines of the song.
那我就把这个两三段的歌词呢，我都是记下来。
And that song I can sing now a little bit better than before. It was so haunting that I sang that whole song for a whole 1 week or a month at least.
那首歌呢，对我如此的触动，我大概有点，好几个星期一直在唱那首歌。
The song had almost replayed my life through many toils and tenders I have been kept hours out into something, and now I've been released.
那整个的歌呢，都在反映着我的生活，我的这个旅程。就像那句讲的，就是说，经过许多的危落，我却安然度过。
It almost told my story whereby I have been by God. So I am very strong now, praise of Lord.
那我就真的就歌在反映我的生活，我能够生医治了我，很强烈的就是说，像这个歌一样，就是说在反映出耶稣的一个恩典。
By reading the Bible, I found out that only way to salvation.
那我在继续读圣经的时候呢，知道就是说，这唯一的拯救
was to get reborn,
我们就重生
and baptized.
重生。
I told my wife,
我就告诉我的太太
that I'm ready to be baptized.
我说我已经准备好要受洗了。
And on 15th of May,
就是在5月15号
2015, 10th of May, sorry, 10th of May,
2015年的5月10号
2015, got baptized.
那我就受洗了。
My wife, my children, two of my sons, Vimy and Bobby, they also joined me.
我的太太跟我一起，我的两个儿子也跟我一起受洗了。
We took water baptism.
那我们当然就是受水洗。
And we were praying God as we found time.
那任何时候我们找到时间，我们都会祷告，向神祷告。
As we went along, the life was good.
当然，那段时间呢，非常的美好。
I was attacked by the demon.
那我呢？后来呢，就经受这个魔鬼的攻击。
That was in 2016.
那是在2016年。
In 2016, in the fall, the summertime.
那个时候是这个夏天、秋天的时候。
I got very sick.
那后来呢，病得不。
I had all the different shots and influenza shots. And everything, pneumonia shot.
我其实曾经这个打过很多免疫的针，包括这个肺炎啊，包括这个流感啊，都打过。
Yeah, I was bedridden for about 3 weeks.
我那个时候呢，就感觉到很不舒服，2、3个星期。
And in the end, I had difficulty breathing.
后来呼吸也有了困难。
Although I was taking all the medication recommended by my doctor,
虽然我那个时候吃我的大夫建议的所有的药物，
I was getting worse.
那情况呢越来越糟。
Came to a stage
那到了一个程度呢？
that I had difficulty breathing and I was rushed to the emergency hospital.
那当时呢，情况就是说呼吸非常的困难，就把送到这个当时的医院里。
There, the doctor diagnosed me with pneumonia.
那当时呢，症状出来，我有了肺炎。
I probably lost about 5 pounds of my weight.
当时失去了减了50磅。
They gave me IV, all the medications.
当然，他就挂吊针，完了以后呢，吃药。
I felt a little better that they discharged me after 5 days.
那我希望他5天之后呢，就让我回家。
When I was feeling a little bit better, the doctor re-examined me.
当时呢，感觉比较好的时候呢，大夫重新就给我复诊了一下。
And he asked me, how do I feel?
他就问我如何。
I told him that I have difficulty walking 10 paces.
我说我要走是比较困难，
I have stairs in my home.
我就待在家里。
And I have difficulty getting up the stairs and I'm catching for my breath.
就说
He did a lot of tests. He did a lot of tests with my heart.
so they 检查了我的心脏，
And found out that my heart was very weak.
他们发现了我的心脏已经很弱。
And he recommended that I should use a pacemaker to get my heart.
他们就说他希望有一个帮助呼吸的机器来帮助我呼吸，
Walking up to par.
就说能够也我来行走。
I asked the doctor, is there any medication I can take? He said, no, there is none.
就问说还有什么药可以吃吗？他说没有了。
He said, your answer is very simple. We'll insert a little pacemaker close to your shoulder, and it'll tick the proper heartbeat.
他就说给你弄一个这个帮助呼吸的机器，放在你的肩膀附近，就是帮助你来呼吸。
I agreed with the doctor.
那我就这个同意跟他们他的说法。
And the doctor said the hospital will get in touch with you.
那就说医院会跟你联系的。
And the following year, which was 2017,
就是在2017年的时候呢，
I was scheduled for surgery in February.
那我准备要做手术，在这个2月份的时候。
The week I was prepared for surgery,
在那个时候做手术的时候，
my surgery was to be done on Thursday in February.
那装备呢，就是星期四就要做手术。
But as the week went by on Wednesday,
那当这个一个星期快要过，在星期三的时候，
one day before, the hospital said your surgery is cancelled.
是在这个做手术的前一天呢，医院告诉我的了，
I was disappointed.
那我非常的失望。
I thought I was so prepared, and now I have to wait longer.
那现在呢，我很长的时间。
And that week,
在后来的一周呢，
my eldest granddaughter's birthday was coming on Friday.
那我的一个侄女呢，就是说 Natalie 就星期五来探望我。I
went to buy some cakes and gift for her on Friday.
就星期五呢，想买一个蛋糕和礼物。I
was coming back home.
那回到家的时候。
At 12:20 p.m. on that day.
那是在晚上8点钟。
I had a car accident.
那就出了一次车祸，我出了车祸。Another
driver coming against me made a left turn, illegal left turn, and hit my car.
有一个开车的人呢，他向左转的时候呢，是被我撞。My
car was a right off.
那撞了我的车。And
the bag deployed.
那那个气囊呢，也已经出来了。Save
me. I did not get any broken, but I was shaken.
我的这个骨头呢没有什么问题，但是我浑身颤抖。As
usual, the police and everything came, and I called my wife, and he called my son.
我呢就是打电话给太太，打电话又给儿子。And
from there, he said, if you don't want to go to hospital, you can go home if you're okay. I walked around, I said I was fine.
那当时我走来走去，人家说你如果不去医院呢，就回家吧。我说行啊，我没问题。Unknown
to me, I have a sister-in-law who is a very strong prayer warrior.
那我知道我有一个，我当时不太清楚，但是我有一个亲戚呢，一个银老，就是他是一个属灵征战的一个人，祷告的人。
Once she had learned about the problem in my heart,
那她知道我心里面的这些问题呢,
she had arranged for a prayer.
她就开始祷告了。
On that particular Friday, which I was not aware.
在那个星期五的时候呢, 我不太清楚。
On the Friday evening,
在那天晚上,
my nephew called me and said, I know, uncle, you had an accident.
那天晚上的时候，就是相当于他祷告的时候祷告出来了。他说：“叔叔，你是不是有车祸？”
Would you like to go to the church for your prayer for your heart?
他说：“你要不要去到教会，让人为你的心脏来祷告？”
I agreed.
我就同意了。And
I said, if you have arranged, I will go. And that was the first time I went to the church in Surrey, Calvary Church.
那事实上，那是第一次我去了卡尔家里的这个教会。There,
the pastor prayed with a group of about 15-20 people.
这个当时有二十个人，大概十五二十个人在祷告。That
night I came home and had a good sleep.
那天晚上回来，And
when I got up in the morning,
当我起来在早上起来的时候。
I found that I was feeling very different and very energized.
我就发现身体里面呢充满了能量，而且非常。And
I knew something was different. I knew something was different, so I checked my heart.
我知道有些事情发生，我就开始检查我的心脏。My
heartbeat went down to 72 times a minute.
那我的心率呢到了72次。
Previously, it was only 34 times a minute.
最时候呢，只有34次。
This is what great thing has happened by the prayer.
这就是为什么祷告的力量多大。
I phoned my family doctor.
Pardon?
And she phoned the cardiologist that I have got a good heart back.
当时呢，就说，就我的心脏好像回到了正常。My
cardiologist did not believe that.
就是我的心脏病的大夫呢，说他不相信这个。He
said he's an old man. I have to reach again his whole entire heart.
他说他是一个老，要重新要检查他的整个的心脏。
I went to him.
那我就去他那边。
He gave me a Holter monitor for 24-hour reading.
他就是24小时里面的观察。
In about 2 weeks when the reports came,
那两周以后呢，就说报告出来了。
And he said, you know,
他说你的心脏非常的好。
He said, but you need a pacemaker because you're an old man. This may be just temporary.
他说你还是需要一个呼吸器，可能这次的这个检查是比较特别。
He said, I want to check you again. I said, go ahead.
他说我需要重新再检查一下。
So he did the checking again.
他检查了。
And I said, Doctor, do you believe in God?
我就说，法，你相信上帝吗？
And he said, yes, I go to church.
他说，是的，我去教会的。
I said, Doc, I don't need your pacemaker.
你知道，我不需要你的这个呼吸器。
I have a divine healing.
那我有从神而来的医治。
And God has given me a brand new heart.
神给了我一个新的心脏。
So when he went through the tests,
当再次的来检查的时候，
he came and said before me,
他就再次的告诉，
and he said, Mr. Kumar,
他个库马先生，
I cannot find any scientific explanation about your persistence of the heart.
我就根本找不出任何科学的原因，你的这个心脏的心率如此的。
And I said, Doctor, I have a miracle done by my God, and I thank him. And the doctor shook my hand.
大夫呀，我有一个神医治了我，我要谢谢你。
He stood up and hugged me, and I blessed him.
他就站起来拥抱我呢就祝福他。
And he said, I can see in your hand.
我可以从你手上可以看到。
I said, I don't know. It must be God doing something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the same heart I have today. Today is 2020. It's 3 years after. My heart is
2023年之后.
72 times a minute, I am healthy. I do my housework without any problem.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Lord is always there, no matter we have not.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only Jesus.
Turn water into wine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give thanks to God. 我们不要在那里观看，不要在那里想，那里要感恩，因为弟兄带来的见证非常好。Our brother bring great testimony so that we can give thanks. Hallelujah. We can lift up our faith again, once again. We believe. We say we believe. Hallelujah. We believe. Hallelujah. 让我们来相信。听神迹的神，哈利路亚，说的好，把我们的心思意念都再次的归到耶稣那边，然后从今天讲的来，让我们一切的这个堡垒都要攻破，心思意念堡垒的错误的意念都要取出，哈利路亚，是的，让我们再次的来相信耶稣，是吧？地在的云在的是耶稣，哈利路亚，不管我们今天有没有得医治，不管我们今天的祷告看是有答应没有，对吧？你再次的回到神的话语，耶稣昨日今日直到永远都是一样。Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. No matter how we feel, how we experience, but we believe in your word. Hallelujah. Through a prophet's testimony, one more time, we said, Yes, Lord, believe. Hallelujah. The God and the Redeemer. Hallelujah.And the coming King, Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah. 做到了，好吧，把黑白的这个创造者，哦，救赎者和再来的君王，我们再次相信你的话语，是吧？是的，做到了，好，这个了，大咖，这个了，大咖，这个了，都够，这个了，大咖，这个了，都够，这个了，
个了。You are the Redeemer and the coming King, Hallelujah. 是的。
Yes, Lord, coming King, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. But today, what we believe is not a theory, not some religious things for us to practice, not even for good behavior.
我们相信的不是只是一个理论，不是一个理论而已。我们相信是真实。Hallelujah.
也不是为了让我们的行为变好。
We're not believe just because we're.Want to have a better moral act?
也不是为了得什么祝福，而是要得到知道我们的生是真的。Hallelujah.
We believe not only because we want to get the blessing, but we know that our King is true. Hallelujah.
我们的神是创造天地的神，他是救赎主。
Our Lord is the Lord of the Creator of heaven and earth. He is the Redeemer.
Hallelujah. 我们再次的来感恩，再次来仰望他。Hallelujah.
Once again, we had and praise him. Hallelujah.
在这个疫情的期间, 我们再来依靠我们的主。 Hallelujah.
So during this pandemic, we once again, we rely on our God.
就像这个弟兄也是一样, 但是他受洗之后, 撒旦还是会来攻击他, 还是会得病, 但是主还是和他同在, Hallelujah.
Just like our brother, even though he became baptized, still that Satan is coming after him, attacking him. But we praise the Lord because you are the Savior. Hallelujah.
主要是的,有一些还是在这样一个被撒旦攻击, 但是我们再次借着这见证说, 提升我们的信心, 我们再次抓住我们的神, Hallelujah.
Even though some of our brothers and sisters are still under the oppression of the evil ones, but by this testimony, we once again hold on to your power.
Hallelujah, 感谢主, 赞美主。
Praise the Lord, thank you.
感谢主, 赞美主。 好, 我们来念一段圣经以后, 我们继续跟。
那个伊丽莎白，她说给我们来祷个告，好吧？Okay,
Elizabeth want to pray for us. That's wonderful. Yes, yes, sister, you can pray. Hallelujah. I can translate. Yes. She's going to pray for us, or want us to pray for her?
They pray for us.
Okay, you pray for us. Yes. Yeah, pray for us first.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you. I'd like to bless each and every one in here that we can.
天上的父，我们谢谢今天主，你来祝福在座的每一位。
And from far away, whoever is listening, Lord, fill their ears and their heart full of the power of the Holy Spirit. So they all come and follow you in the name of Jesus. This is the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless each and every one, Father. I ask in the anybody who is suffering, Lord, heal them, Lord. They believe you, Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of Jesus. You're the God, you're the powerful God, you're the God that we know, Lord. There is no other God. Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Each one of you, whoever is listening, follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus is
yes,
the
way.
Yeah.
There is no other way.
Yeah.
The Bible tells you is the beginning and the end.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Bow down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For you, yes, he will clean all the way,
yes,
and then, 他会给你开路,
yes, my God can do anything,
hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Faith,
hallelujah.
Hope, and believe,
yes, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother and sister.
谢谢我们的弟兄姐妹, Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. In the Lord, we receive you.
Yes.
主里边我接纳你，接受你。
Receive you as brothers in the family.
对，主接纳你, Hallelujah.
Thank you for your testimony. It's very powerful.
谢谢你的，非常的震撼。
So in the coming days, we can pray for each other and we can help each other.
那我们在将来日子，我们可以彼此祷告，彼此。
So today, I also have a message. It's related to this.
那我也有一个呢，是跟这个有相关的。
On the series that David is a victor, no matter where he goes, God will give him victory.
那我继续讲这个大卫，就是不管他到哪里去啊，他的神都与他，都让他得胜。
So no matter where he goes, God will give him victory.
不管他往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
Now I have preached on this series for 4 times. This is the 5th.
那之前我已经讲过4次关于大卫得胜，今天是第5次。
Now today we just read a small passage, and then I want to through the brother's testimony to encourage everyone.
那我今天会读一小段关于这个，所以我们也是通过刚才弟兄的见证来鼓励大家。
So that you know that David is victorious, and Bible says that no matter where he goes, and God will give him victory.
那大卫就是一个得胜者，圣经里说，不管他往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
In these days, we need to be a victor.
那我们今天的日子，我们也要成为得胜者。
那Maybe many people are expecting that all the things around the earth will become really, really nice. Economy, our health, and everything.
那很多人都有这个期望，就是这个世界会越来越美好，包括我们的那个经济，我们的健康等等。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what is the economy, what is our health, but God wants us to be a victor, victorious.
那不管我们的经济状况，我们的身体状况如何，神都希望我们成为得胜者。
But there are days, when you look at yourself, you find that you are not a victor. You don't know what happened to you. It seems God has left you.
那有一段时间，你会觉得好像你并不是一个得胜者，而且你感觉神已经离弃了你。
Even David experienced this kind of a life.
那甚至大卫也是同样的经历这样子。
But remember, keep in mind, they eventually become the king according to the promise God heaven has given to him.
那你请记得就是大卫后来也成为了那个君王，就是按着神的应许他成为了君王。
But there was a time when after he was anointed, the life was so hard, so hard.
但是当他受膏之后呢，他的生活其实是非常非常艰难。
He was persecuted by Saul, the king.
他被扫罗王追杀。
Now he has to leave Judah, his homeland.
那他要必须离开犹大。
Now in the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 21, and we read a short passage, and we will see that.David was put in such a situation, I think he was really devastated, even he could doubt God.
那就是我们会读撒母耳记上的21章，这是有一段讲到就是大卫非常的艰难，甚至他都可以，甚至他可能会在怀疑神的爱。
In 1 Samuel chapter 21, and start from verse 10, and that day,David fled from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. But the servant of Achish said to him, Yeah, you can read the Chinese, yes.
那就是21章第10节开始，那日大卫起来躲避扫罗，逃在加特王雅吉那里。雅吉的臣仆对雅吉说
Isn't this David, the king of the land?
这不是以色列王大卫吗？
Yeah, isn't he the one that's this thing aboutIn the dances, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.
不是以色列王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？
David took these words to heart, and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath.
大卫把这些话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王雅基。
So he pretended to be insane in their presence.
就在众人面前改变了寻常的举动。
And while he was in their hands, he acted like a maniac, madman.
在他们手下假装疯癫。
Making marks on the doors of the gates and letting saliva run down his beard.
城门门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫流在胡子上。
Achish said to his servants, "Look at this man; he is insane. Why bring him to me?"
亚基对陈仆说，你们看这人是疯子，为什么不带他到我这里 来呢？
Am I so short of madman that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on like this in front of me? Must this man come into my house?
我岂缺少疯子，你们带这人来我面前癫狂吗？这人岂可进我的家呢？
We will continue on chapter 22. David left God and escaped to the cave of Adullam.
那二十二章，大卫就离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞。
When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there.
那他的弟兄和他的父亲全家听见，就都下到他那里。
All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their leader.
那凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚到大卫那里，大卫就做了他们的头目。
About 400 men were with him.
跟随他的约有400人。
From there, David went to Mizpah in Moab and said to the king of Moab.
大卫从那里往摩押的米斯巴去，对摩押王说：“求你。”
Would you let my father and my mother come and stay with you until I learn what God will do for me?
求你容我父母搬到这里，住在你们这里，等我知道神要为我怎。
So he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold.
大卫领他的父母到摩押王面前，大卫住三载多少日子，他的父母也在摩押王那里多少日子。
You know, a brother and a sister, are you still there?
弟兄，你们还在那吗？
是的，在的。
I believe this message today is for you.
我觉得这个信息是为你们在说的。
Especially for you. It's also for our brothers and sisters.
是给我们弟兄姐妹，但是特别是对你们在说。
For you and for your family.
对你和对你的家人在说话。
Now, David, he was anointed. Anointing is like a baptism. He was baptized.
那大卫是受膏的，受膏就像受洗一样，是被洗的。
And through prophet Samuel, and the word of God clearly come upon him, said, "You are going to be the king of Israel."
那通过撒母耳呢？撒母耳就告诉他听，你会成为以色列的王。
There was a time he was really happy. He was really, really proud of what he's doing through God.
那有一阵子呢，他就是非常的高兴，他也想就是非常感谢，就是神在他生命所做的。
He slain the Philistine giant Goliath with a stone.
那他就杀了非利士人哥利亚，一个石头就把他杀死了。
One shot.
一个石子就杀死了哥利亚。
And later on, he was beside Saul to play the harp. When he played harp.Demons on Saul will live.
那他之后呢，在扫罗王面前就是弹琴，一弹琴呢，扫罗王的恶魔就离开。
David think, "Wow, I am really anointed, man."
那大卫也觉得，哦，是的，我真的是被受膏的。
No wonder David liked to dance and play harp.
怪不得大卫喜欢跳舞啊，弹琴。
However, what happens later on, it's the opposite.
但是后来发生事情呢，就好像是相反的一样。
In the passage we just have read, you find David has left his hometown, homeland, because Saul wanted to kill him.
那因为扫罗的追杀呢，那个大卫就离开了他的本族本乡。
My brother and sisters, David.Was supposed to be the king of Judah, king of Israel, but now he has to leave Israel, leave his hometown. What do you think is that?
那弟兄姐妹，你看他本来就是应该成为王的，可是他被逼到一个地步呢，对，必须离开他这个以色列。你想想看
，Can you be the king of Israel when you have to leave Israel?
那你如果被逼着必须离开以色列，你怎么可能会成为以色列王呢
？This is what happened to David.
但 实这就是把对大卫所发生的事情。
There are times something is going to happen to us, and we don't know why.
那我们生命也是一样，有段时间会发生一些事情，让你都不知道为什么会这样子。
We said, "The Lord, I'm baptized. I know Holy Spirit lives in me."
你说，哦，神啊，我已经受洗了，我知道圣灵在我的里面。
Why the demons attack me?
可是为什么魔鬼在攻击我呢
？Why I do not have a job?
为什么我没有工作呢？
Why no girls like me?
为什么没有女孩子喜欢我呢
？When I say this, I'm not joking. I had a classmate when I was in Bible school, and he came from a background of Satanist. All his body was tattoos of snakes. No girls like him.
这是我说这个是真的一件事情。在我当时在那个圣经学院的时候，有个同学，他的背景呢是那个撒旦教的，所以身上就是有很多就是那个纹身啊，所以他就会问，哎，为什么没有女孩子喜欢我呢
？Before he had life, he had money because he was selling drugs, and now he was in the Bible school. He loves the Lord, and he didn't have much education. He couldn't find a good job. He only make some money by cleaning.
那他之前是就是贩毒的，所以他有一些钱。那他现在呢，变成了基督徒，在圣经学院，他就是没有钱，他就是唯一赚钱的方法，因为他没有什么就是上过学，他唯一赚钱的方法就是来做清洁。
In his mouth, there's no refined words like educated man. You know, he's from a very rough background. The girls were so afraid of him.
那女孩子都很怕的，因为她的背景原因，她讲的话也很粗鲁，也不是很好听。
So we became friends. He came to us. He cried as a big man, and he cried.
那他来到我面前啊，就像一个大男孩一样，就在我面前哭啊。
He said, "You know, Susan, I really want to be married. I want to have a wife, and no girls like me."
他就说：“哎呀，王明是牧师啊，我就是真的很想有一个老婆，可是就是没有女孩子喜欢我。”
Because of the background, sometimes things also happen.
那有的时候是我们的背景呢，有些事情发生。
Is our God not able to redeem the background? Yes, of course.
那我们的神难道不能就是改变我们的过去吗？当然他可以。
Is God able to just take Saul away? Don't let Saul persecute David. Yes, of course.
那神能不能使扫罗不要追杀大卫呢？当然他可以啊。
You know, I don't want to play God here. I just want to say, according to my understanding, God sent us to this evil world, just like Jesus came to this evil world.
那我不是神，但是我就觉得神就是特别的差派我们来到了这个邪恶的世界，就像神差派了耶稣来到这个世界一样。
To experience the sorrows and the pain of the ordinary human being.
来感受就是平常人的这种痛苦，这种挣扎。
Even Jesus did the same.
甚至耶稣都要同样的经历。
Now he was crucified.
他也被钉在十字架上。
Rejected and betrayed by his disciple.
被他的同伴被他的那个门徒来背叛。
Now here David, supposed to be the king, but now he's not able to come to his homeland.
那大卫呢？本来是应该成为以色列王的，可是现在他甚至都不可以回到自己的家。
Now he's staying in Philistine's land and staying in the enemy's camp. Day by, you know, you're staying in the enemy's camp. What's going to happen? What's the feeling?
那他呢？甚就是来到了这个非利士人，也就是他们国家的敌人的帐篷里面。
You stay with the enemy every day. You cannot sleep.
那你跟你的仇敌在一起呢？每一天你都睡不着觉啊。
You don't know what's going to happen.
你不知道会发生什么。
You know what's going to happen? Maybe tomorrow, the king of Gath will say, "This David, I'm going to kill him."
那可能第二天，这个加特王就说啊，这个大卫，我要把他杀了。
That kind of feeling, you know what David is thinking that time about God. What do you think?
那你觉得当时大卫对神的看法是怎么样的呢？你觉得呢？
Now he had to behave like a madman because like he had no choice. He, you know, he, he's like a madman to survive, to survive.
他甚至就是要假装他自己是个疯子，以至于他可以存活。
No, later on he cannot stay there. He knows that, that he, if he stay in the Philistines land longer, he might die. So he went to another place. It's called a cave of Adullam.
那他知道呢，他不能在腓力斯人这边，所以呢，他就跑到另外一个地方，也就是亚杜兰洞。
Now become, become a, what is that? That's a really, you know, even worse. You know, you stay in the cave.
那这个是更糟糕的，你现在是住在一个洞里了。
All in those criminals run into cave to hide.
那这些就是那些啊。犯罪的人才 跑到那个地方去。
Even worse, his brothers and the father all come to him.
那更糟糕就是他的弟兄、他的兄弟、他的父亲都到他那里去了。
Why it's worse?
为什么？
Let me explain to you.
我解释一下为什么这样更糟糕。
Because his father and his brothers get into trouble with Saul because of David. Saul want to kill them too.
为什么呢？就是因为扫罗呢，因着大卫的缘故，也要杀他的父亲和他的兄弟。
What do you think David was thinking?
那你觉得大卫他心里这个时候是怎么想的？
Am I going to be the king? I get my father, my brothers all into trouble.
那我是不是那个人呢？把我的兄弟姐妹我的爸爸都使他们遇难呢？
All their life, in, they live in Judah, in Bethlehem. They have the land, they have the agriculture, they have the sheep. Now they have nothing. Even my father, great hair, you know. I think David cried when he see his father.
那他的爸爸呢，在犹大地呢，有地，有产业，有牛羊。可是现在呢，他们得躲在一起。你觉得大卫这个时候想着爸爸都已经头发花白了，他怎么想呢？
Maybe he dreamed of when I'm the king.My father is the king's father. You know, he's going to dress well, eat well. I can own my father. But now, what happens?
那可能他在想，如果我是王的话，我的爸爸可以就穿得很好，吃得很好。可是现在呢？现在怎么办？
I do not bring any honor to my father. I only bring shame to my father.
不但没有给我的爸爸脸上带来光彩，反倒带来了那个羞耻。
Now I am, Tufiya, Tufiya 怎么讲 those people like robbers, you know? Robbers, I'm a robber. You know, I have no status. I just have a bunch of people follow me and rob here, rob there.
那我就好像就是大卫觉得他自己好像是那个匪徒一样，就是没有什么东西，反倒就是一些强盗跟随着他。
Indeed, in verse 2 says,Those who are distressed, those who are in debt, those distressed followed him, come around him.
那其实在第二节确实这么讲了，凡受逼迫、窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚到他那里去了。
Do you think you like those people to be around you?
你喜欢那些人围绕着你吗？
You think about David, so I am going to be the king. Around the king is a lot of beautiful womanMaybe this strong man, you know, like with swords and educated people, wise men. But here, what are these kind of people?
那你想看，你是王的话，你可能会想，哦，有美女啊，有强壮的士兵啊，有聪明的人围绕着你。可是现在呢，这些人是什么？
那你看这个。Brothers and sisters, you might be in such a situation. You think.Everything after baptism, after being Christian, many things are going to be really, really good.
那兄弟姐妹，你可能觉得你受洗之后很多好事都会围绕着你，但是你身边的呢，却是。
Sometimes the what are these people? What are these people?
啊，你可会想哦，这些都是什么人啊
？Here it says distressed, or in debt, or discontent.
就是讲窘迫的、 现在的心理苦恼的。
And those distressed, basically, they are oppressed by somebody. They don't like to run away.
那这些窘迫呢，都是被一些人欺压的，他们必须得逃出来的。
Those are in debt. Basically, they cannot pay the debt. They come to David.
那欠债呢，是还不起债，所以跑到大卫那边去了。
And another group of people said discontented. What does that mean?
那另外讲的就是心里苦恼的，这是什么意思呢？就是不满足的。
As I understand, they never get satisfied.
就是永远不得满足的人。
You know, many people, they get unsatisfied. When they come to David, do you think David can satisfy them?
那如果一些人永远都不能满足的话，他来到大卫面前，那些人可以满足吗？
They indeed, you know, later on in the days, you find that they bring a lot of trouble to David too.
那你之后你会读到呢，他其实这些人也给大卫带来很多的麻烦。
However,
但是
God knows what he's doing.
但神知道他自己在做什么。
You need to keep in mind, David indeed became the king according to your promise.
你要记得，就是大卫确实后来就成王了，就是按着神给他的应许。
Now you also need to remember.
你也需要记得
Indeed, God has given you promise. Indeed, that promise is going to happen.
你记得，就是如果神给了你应许的话，这个应许是一定会实现的。
Just like David, David had a promise. David's promise is going to happen.
就像大卫，大卫有一个应许，大卫的应许后来就实现了。
But in between the anointing baptism to the days when David became the king, there.Long years, at least more than 10 years. I know more than 10 years.
那从大卫受洗，就是受膏，直到他成王的，这之间呢是很长的，至少有十年。
I'm not good at the numbers, but at least 10 years, that's for sure.
我不知道具体的时间，但是至少十年。
Now in these 10 years, something happened.
那这十年呢，有一些事情发生了。
David.Went through a lot of pain.
那大卫呢，就是经历很多痛苦。
Circumstances changed, not for his favor.
那环境也是不是在他的就是喜欢的范围内，就是改变了。
But God knows what he's doing.
但神知道他要在做什么。
If you read the Bible on, you know that those people who follow him, thosedistressed, in debt, and discontented, later on become the most faithful generals to David.
那后来如果你读圣经的话，你会知道这些就是窘迫的、欠债、心理苦恼，这些人反倒成为他后面就是就是很就是那些高官啊，就是将军一类的最忠心的人。
Because only David can accept them.
因为只有大卫能够接纳他们。
I don't know if David accepted them willingly or unwillingly.
我也不知道大卫的是就是心里情愿还是不情愿的接纳了他们。
But David accepted them and they followed David.
但是大卫接纳他们，然后他们也跟随着大卫。
Brothers and sisters, today God put somebody or some people beside you which...You don't like.
那弟兄姐妹，神今天可能也是一样，把一些人放你身边是你不喜欢的。
But remember, God has a promise, so that He brought these people to you in order to build you up.
那你要记得，神有一个应许，他把这些人带到你的面前是为了建造你。
David helped them in their distress, and
they
are very thankful.
那他在他们的痛苦当中呢，大卫帮助他们，他们很感恩。
And David was trained by these people to have a big heart.
那大卫呢，也因着这些人呢，被建造，然后他让他的心变得很大。
You know, if you talk about David, one thing you can talk about, he has a big, big heart.
如果有一件事你可以讲大卫的话呢，那就是他的心很大。
Many people say David is a great man. He has a big heart. heart.
很多人都说大卫是一个伟大的人，因为他的心很大。
Some people said God made David to have a big heart.
那有的人说神让大卫有很大的，就是很宽容的心。
I think David had no choice to have a big heart.
我觉得大卫是没有办法，他必须得就是有一个很宽容的心。
Because he had to survive.
因为他必须得存活呀。
Probably God put you in the same situation, and some people said, "Wonderful man of God, you have a big heart."
那可能你也会就是同样的啊，有的人说，哦，这个人的心很大，就是一个很不错的人。
And some people said to me before, he said, "Oh, Pastor Bing, so humble. You are able to, you know, raise up so many sisters. They are very powerful, anointed sisters."
那以前也有人同样跟我说，哎呦，这个毛明牧师你真的是很谦卑啊，你可以就是让啊这么多就是姐妹们哈、啊、这么强，那么有能力。
I choke Christian says, I said this opposite, because they are very anointed, I have to be humble.
我跟他们说不是的，是因为他们都很瘦高啊，所以我必须得谦卑。
But I know that sometimes you have no choice.
因为我知道呢，有的时候其实你是没有办法的。
But still keep in mind, God has a promise.
但是记得
yeah.
记得神呢，不管怎么样，神有一个应许。
You know, God is doing His. God didn't forget, David. He's doing His work. He brought these generals. He brought whom? He also brought.A priest and prophet beside him.
那你要知道神知道他要做什么，他给大卫带来了这些将军，带来了祭司，带来了先知。
In verse 5, chapter 22, verse 5, it says the prophet Gad was with him.
那第五节呢，也说先知加德跟他在一起。
At the end of this chapter, also the priest also come to him because Saul killed the priest's family. So this priest come to David.
那这个二十二章后面呢也讲到，就是祭司的儿子，也就是个祭司来到他面前，因为呢扫罗把祭司的家人都杀了。
Now you see here the David.
看这里。
Everything what you can see was stripped away.
那你看大卫呢，不管他有什么都被神拿走了。
There's nothing left.
什么都没有了。
And also his fame was nothing away, it's only shame.
那他的那个荣誉也没有了，只有就是羞耻。
And think about all those relationships. It's all gone, like even Jonathan is gone, it's not with him.
那想想他之前有的那些关系也都没有了，甚至约拿丹也不在了。
But God is building him up from inside out.
但是神呢，就是来建造他，从里到外的来建造他。
You know what was David thinking in this during this period?
那这段时间，耶稣大卫在想什么呢？你可以想象吗？
But one thing for sure, which is written in the Bible.
但是在圣经里讲的一段是
which is very, very special for David.
那对神
we hope we all become like this.
对大卫是非常特别的，我希望我们大家都可以成为这样子。
Let's turn to Psalm 57.
那我们来读五十七章，诗篇五十七章。我在看呗，你等一下好吗？
那。If you read Psalm 57, there are some small letters, small words written before that. It says, when he had fled from Saul into the cave, he wrote this.
那五十七章下面有一个小字，大家可以读，就是他写这个章这篇章是他在逃避扫罗，躲在洞里的时候写的。
You see, David is a very special man, special because I think he had no choice, but because the Holy Spirit is with him, helping him, he always cried to God and worshiped God. Nothing else he can do.
因为大卫也是个很特别的，因为他实在是不能做什么，不知道该怎么办，所以他就心里呼求、祷告，求神帮助他。
He wrote many psalms during that time, but 57 is one of them.
他在那个时候呢，写了非常多的诗篇，那五十七篇呢是其中一个。
Actually, 56 is also another.
五十六章其实也是。
But anyway, today we just read 57, so we know what David was feeling at that time.
那我们今天只读五十七呢，就来看看就是当时他心里怎么想的。
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge.
神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你。
I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed.
我投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等到灾害过去。
I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me.
投靠至高的神，就是那为我成全诸事的神。
He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me.
那些吞我的、辱骂我的时候，神从天上必施恩救我，也必向我发出慈爱和诚实。
God sends His love and His faithfulness.
从天上必向我发出慈爱和诚实。
I'm in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts.
我的性命在狮子当中，我躺卧在性如烈火的狮人当中。
Men, those teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords.
他们的牙齿是剑，是枪，他们的舌头是快刀。
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
This spread a nest for my feet. I was bowed down in distress.
他们为我的脚设下网罗，压制了我。
They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves.
他们在我面前挖了坑，自己反掉在其中。
My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast.
我的神啊，我的心坚定，我的心坚定。
I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake, my harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn.
我要唱诗，我要歌颂我的灵啊！你当兴起，琴瑟你们当兴起，我自己也要及早的兴起。
I will praise your Lord among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples.
我要在万民中称谢你，我在列邦中歌颂你。
For great is your love.Reaching to heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
愿你崇高高于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Brother, sister, what is this?
主啊，兄弟姐妹，你们看这是什么？
Someone who hide in caves.
这是一个在洞里人写的。
Lost everything.
是失去一切的人。
And all the people around him are distressed, in debt, not good people.
那所有围绕他的都是一些就是欠债的啊，心里不满足的人。
But David does the same praises to God, pray to God.
但是大卫就是这样子向神来祷告。
And present his case before God.
也把他自己的那个问题拿到神的面前来。
If you read this, it's amazing. How can he praise like this? He said, "Exalted of God above heavens."
那你读到这个的时候，你会觉得很惊奇。他怎么会这样子的？神啊，我在万民中要来称谢你。
Let your glory be over all the earth.
让你的崇高过于诸天。
The reason is,
原因就是
the reason is, Holy Spirit is with him.
就是圣灵在他的里面。
God has never left him.
神从来都没有离开过他。
Do you want this kind of praise in your mouth?
你想要这样子的赞美在你的口中吗？
Do you want that kind of life, David?
你想要大卫这样子的生命吗？
I don't know how to choose. I want this kind of praise, but I don't want kind of, that kind of life.
我也不知道该怎么选，我想要这样的信心，但是我也不想要这样的生活呀。
But sometimes God allows those things to happen to us in order to build the strong, strong faith and love and hope in us.
那其实神就是让我们经历这些，以至于他能够在我们生命中来成就，就是这样子的爱，这样子的信心在我们的里面。
I remember those days, we were servingthe marriage ministry, and a lot of sisters who are really distressed come to us.
那我就是记得过去我们在婚姻辅导中呢，有很多的姐妹就是非常的痛苦来到我们面前。
I had a very hard time to get along with the sisters because they are very, very, capable. The first thing is that very capable, very educated, very beautiful lady.
那我当时就是跟这些姐妹也很难相处，因为第一呢，她们是非常有能力的一群姐妹，就是也很有知识啊呀。
But some of them are very broken because their husband betrayed them.
那很多就是非常的痛苦，因为他们的丈夫背叛了他们。
And being honest, that time I had a time to get along with them and give you an example.There was one lady who would never listen to my preaching. And he talks to me all the time if I preach.
那就是给你们，我当时跟他们非常难相处。其中一个姐妹呢，就是她从来也不听我讲道，每次我讲什么她就打岔。
But later on, I found out because his ex-husband, that bad guy, just looks like me.
那后来我就发现，原来他的那个前任丈夫啊，就是背叛他的那个人，长得特别像我。
That's why when every time when I say anything and which make her feel painful.
但所以呢，我每次讲什么，不管我们讲什么，都会让他感到非常的痛苦。
But the Lord later on gave me a dream.
那之后神给了我一个梦。
In that dream, make the story short. I'm digging those black charcoals.But inside, I found this old jade.
那就长话短说，我那个梦就是我在梦里找到了很多碳，可是那个碳里面呢，藏的都是玉。
I said, "This is good stuff. I'm going to take all this and then to transport to my place, to a different place."
那我当时说，哎呦，我在梦里说这个都是好东西啊，我得把它带回家。
Other people treat this stuff as just black charcoals and, you know, not of much value. But I know it's very expensive.
那别人觉得，哎呀，这些都是脏脏的一些，就是啊，碳啊。但是我知道这些都是很值钱的东西。
So in the dream, I packed them up, big, big bags and cases. So I need to transport. I asked this transportation company, this guy,And I said, how much does it cost? It must be expensive to transport.
那我在梦里呢，就是好像在把他们装起来一样，找了一个就是搬家公司呢，就想把搬运。我就问他，哎呦，这些东西得多少钱啊？我心里想的应该是很贵的。
There's a young man standing there. He told me, yes, it is expensive, very expensive.
那这个年轻的人呢，在梦里就跟我说，是的，非常的贵。
But he said it's already paid off anyway.
但是他又说呢，但是这都已经付清了。
Then I look at him and on his face there's a Greek letter, it's Omega written on his face. Omega means it's the end, finished.
那当时我就是看他的脸呢，他脸上就写了一个希腊文，就是Omega 意思就是啊，最后一个字母嘛，就是 the end, 就是结束。
That means God is the perfecter. God is the one finished on the cross. Everything already finished. It's paid.
那也就是说，神在十字架上已经成就了，已经完成了这个工作。
So when I wake up, I knew that Lord was speaking to me. And that gave me faith to walk along with this broken ladies.
那之后梦醒了以后呢，我就知道这是神来的，我知道就是神要让我跟这些就是破碎的人走在一起。
So in my heart, since then, I never had any judgment towards them whatsoever. I just know God has calling in their life.
那之后呢，我对他们再也没有什么就是论断，我就知道就是神要让我啊跟他们一起。
Because God has a promise for them and for me too.
因为神呢在他们身上有命定，对我也有命定。
And let us learn from David. In all these situations, we continue to praise and worship.
那我们也从大卫身上也要学习，在不管环境如何，我们都是要赞美，要感恩。
Though we can pray like Psalm 57, Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me.
我们像他一样，像他在五十七篇讲的一样，神啊，怜悯我，求你怜悯我。
For in you my soul takes refuge.
因为我的心投靠你。
Our heart sometimes is just like this. God, have mercy on me.
我们的心常常就是这样，神啊，求你来怜悯我。
We have nothing. We have nothing to boast.
我们没有什么可夸的。
We honestly come before God to ask for mercy.
我们只是单纯的来到神的面前来求怜悯。
While we come before Him, the Holy Spirit in Him will energize us.
那我们在他的面前，那个圣灵在他们的里面的圣灵就能够来给我们重新加力。
We can sing like David. David is a big exalted of God above all the heavens.
我们可以就像大卫一样来歌唱，神的愿你的崇高过于诸天。
Let your glory be over all the earth.
那你的荣耀高过全地。
I will sing praise to your God among the nations.
我要在万民中要来称谢你。
I will sing of you among the peoples.
列邦中来歌颂你。
For great is your love reaching to the heavens.
因为你的慈爱高及诸天。
Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
你的诚实达到穹苍。
Well, let's pray. Hallelujah.
我们一起祷告。主，我们感谢你。
Though many of us now really need your mercy.
主，我们很多人都当中，我们都需要你的恩典、怜悯。
We are in distress, in debt, and in discontentment.
我们就是那个受逼迫的、欠债的。不满足的。
We are like David. Once there was a time we were so happy, we are baptized, anointed, but now a lot of things are not in place, not in the right place.
那我们原来像大卫一样，我们受洗了，我们得到了恩典，可是现在我们很多东西都好像不在正常的地方。
Our health, our relationships, our marriage, our finance, not in the right place.
我们的健康，我们的关系，我们的家庭，我们的经济，好像都不在正确的地方，正确的位置。
But God of David, God of David, we pray to you.
但是大卫的神呢，我们祷向你来祷告呼求。
How you have fulfilled your promise to David, you will fulfill ours.
Amen.你怎么样向大卫完成了你的应许神呢、啊、你也同样的坐在我们的身上。
Put faith into all of us.
把信心给我们每一个。
In all those trials, we said, Lord, you are with me.
在不同的那个试炼当中神啊你与我们同在。
My good shepherd, you are going to take me through.
你是我们的好牧者你必要带我们经过。
You are my water, you are my food.
你是我们的水，主啊，你是我们的食。
You are my refuge, you are my covering.
你是我的山寨，我的避难所。
You are my father, you are my brother.
你是我的父亲，你是我的弟兄。
You are my best friend.
你是我的好朋友。
You are my strong support in my need.
你在我的急难中是我的最强的后盾。
You are my comforter in my distress.
你在患难中安慰了我。
Lord, we trust you, God of David.
我们相信你大卫的神。
You bless all our brothers and sisters here.
祝福我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
No matter what we go through.
不管我们在经历什么。
God of David.
你是大卫的神。
You can, you are able to lead us through.
你可以，你能有能力来带领我们经过这一切。
And lead us to the promised land.
带我们进入那应许之地。
Hallelujah, thank you.
谢谢你 ，Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名来祷告。
And we have a